Hi, everybody, and welcome to Increasingly Lax, debut edition of Increasingly Lax. I'm your host, Todd McAwee, coming to you live from exotic Hagerstown, Maryland. We were supposed to have Albany senior attackman Ty Thompson on the show, but unfortunately, something called academics got in the way, and he was unable to make it. He's actually studying for tests. I don't know in what subject, but we understand and hope we can get in touch with him soon. A lot to get to. It was a big weekend in college lacrosse with two really statement games. Albany's 25-10 defeat over UMass and Loyola's 14-7 beatdown of Duke. Let's start with the Great Danes. They're officially the most exciting and dangerous team in lacrosse. With the three Thompsons, there's more than enough firepower to defeat anybody in the country on any given day. They're just unbelievable how many balls they can put at the net and how many go in. There's nothing anybody can do. You shut one down, the other two are going to burn you. I forget all their exact numbers. I want to say that Ty had 5 goals, Lyles had 4 and 7 assists, and I forget what Miles had. Altogether, they combined for 23 points in 3 quarters. If you ask me, they probably could have topped 30 if they had been pulled at the end of the third period. What's amazing is that UMass is a very good defensive team, one of the nation's best. Their previous game, they allowed 2 goals to Brown. 2. Albany scored 12 times as many as that. A little bit more, as you know. I wasn't a math major in school, so don't hold me to that. The one question I have is this. The one question I have is about their defense. Is it strong enough that if for some reason the Thompsons aren't on their game, which I can't see all three of them going through a slump at the same time, do they have enough to win a 9-8, 11-10 type of game? One of the losses was 17-16 to Syracuse in overtime. But I don't think that's a game they would lose again now that the Thompson brothers and their cousin are all hot. Can you imagine the backyard battles those three had, particularly since Lyles and Miles' older cousin, Jeremy, attended Syracuse a few years before the three of them arrived in Albany? It's going to be really interesting to see. They play Bryant this week, another very good team, a top 20 team. How they respond, I'm not thinking 25, but I would not bet against them putting up another 15 or 16 goals. Loyola had the other statement game of the weekend. The Greyhounds completely dominated Duke. Sure, it was tied for a little while early, but Loyola simply controlled the tempo, the pace, anything you want in the game. They outclassed them in goaltending, defense, midfield play, everything and everything. To me, I think Loyola is the most complete team in the country. They have so many guys that can score. I wrote a piece for Pressbox in Baltimore on one of their lacrosse bloggers earlier this week detailing how the Greyhounds have 6 people with double-digit point totals. That's more than Maryland, Johns Hopkins, Notre Dame, most teams in the country. I didn't check everybody. Towson, I looked at a lot of local Maryland schools since it's a Baltimore lacrosse blog. You have to feel for opposing goaltenders, as I wrote, just because they never know where the ball is going to come from. There's so many guys that can beat you on any given day. I think that's the second time I've used that cliche. The thing that makes Loyola so good is all their offense, all their offensive weapons, as well as their balance. They have a great defense with Joe Fletcher anchoring it and Jack Runkle in the net. A lot of these guys helped them win the 2012 national title. And they're currently ranked 2nd in the country. I think they're a better shot to win the national title than Maryland, who is 1st, or Hopkins, who is 3, simply because they don't have as much pressure on them. Maryland has that drought that goes back to, the Nixon administration, the last time they won a championship. And Hopkins hasn't been in the Final Four in quite a few years. And when that doesn't happen there at Homewood Field, the pressure starts to mount on those Blue Jays. So, I guess you can't really call them a dark horse. They're the third, number 3 team in the country. Go with Loyola. They could do a lot of damage. This weekend, the marquee game is Syracuse visiting Homewood Field and Johns Hopkins. Syracuse has to do better on the faceoff. They got killed against Notre Dame. They got killed against Virginia in losses to Virginia and Maryland. Just blown their doors blown off. I think Syracuse is only winning like 43.5% of their faceoffs. And Drew Kennedy for Hopkins is one of the better faceoff men in the country. He's winning over 63% of his draws. Syracuse can afford. Syracuse even lost a faceoff battle last week against St. John's. But luckily for them, St. John's just didn't have the firepower to match up with the Orange. If they get completely demolished in the faceoff at X like they did before, they're in for a long day. Hopkins simply has too many weapons. When you have Wells Stanrick and Rob Guida and Ben and Brown and Connor Reed and all these top shelf guys, they're going to put the ball in the net. They're going to make you pay. I expect Hopkins to win big. I'm saying 14-7, 14-8. Syracuse, this isn't a vintage Syracuse team. They're not as strong as they've been in the past. At least not at this point. Getting back to the Loyola Duke game. Don't be worried, Dukie fans of the Dukies. They start out poor every year. And sure enough, they'll be in the mix. They'll have a top seed in the tournament and probably be there during Final Four weekend. Anyways, it's a short podcast this week, the debut edition. Sorry about the audio quality. The budget for this show is next to zero. Sorry about your stumbling and bumbling host. I'll get the hang of it. And hopefully next week we'll have a guest. So please, join us again next Tuesday here on In Lacrosse We Trust for Increasingly Lax. Take care.